Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Corey and I are going to be with you for the next couple hours on the radio. We have a very, very good show in the sense that we're starting out with Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina to talk a little bit about this zoo that's going on in the Middle East. We're going to talk a little bit, the congressman is going to examine what he feels, describe what he feels is going on right now. Corey, I think we got a great show lined up. We're going to go in the second hour, and we're going to talk about the American business environment with John Walter Williams, Jay Taylor, and then, of course, Alan Brown.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this show, and I think there's no doubt that we're in very interesting times, both politically and economically. We have both been trying to get as many opinions as possible during our daily editorials to better understand what might happen with the U.S. in regards to Syria, as well as which other countries might be dragged into this. So I'm very excited to hear what Congressman Walter Jones has to say in these next two segments, as well as Marin Katusin, Bud Conrad from KC Research on the energy side of issues, and a published author, Ellen Brown, John Williams' Shadow Stats. I'm just excited to hear from a political standpoint, economic standpoint, really everything, and hopefully find out some more information of the scary road, I think, that we're going down.
Boy, I'll tell you, I have to agree. Congressman Jones, number one, thank you so much for joining us this weekend. I appreciate it, sir.
Well, Al and Corey, thank you for this opportunity, and I agree with that statement. It is a scary road that we're going down in behalf of our country.
Boy, it really is. I want to start out with a $1 million question here. On Thursday, Russia revealed a 100-page report blaming the Syrian rebels for the chemical weapons attacks. Everybody seems to be doing that, putting the blame there, other than putting the blame on the Assad administration, as the United States is doing. Vladimir Putin came out on record and said simply, John Kerry is lying. From the Hill, what's the general opinion back there, sir?
Well, I am still in the district. The House does not go back until next Monday.
Understand.
I can honestly tell you that I have Camp Lejeune Marine Base in the district I represent. We have New River Air Facility in the district, and we have Cherry Point Marine Air Station. And I will tell you that with 60,000 retired military in my district, the calls are running, I'm not exaggerating, 10 to 1 no to Syria. And now we go back to the point you were making about Putin and his comment. Sadly, I say this, I am getting to where I don't trust anyone in the administration. We were lied to by the Bush people to go to war. Now here we've got President Obama bombed Libya a few months ago. We got Benghazi. And here we go again talking about America, the country that cannot even pay its own bills, that we have to borrow money from foreign governments. We're called, what is it, devastation. And we're going to spend tens of millions of dollars to attack another country that has not done one thing to us. I am sorry that they use gas to kill their people, and especially the children. But for goodness sakes, how can America, who cannot pay its bills, be the policeman of the world? It's time for this country to come back to common sense of who we are, what we are, and what we can do. And that's why I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul, because he's the one kind of man that I think could change America. But that's history now.
Congressman, I agree with you on that one big point of funding this war. We know that the U.S. is in so much debt, and what is a war? It costs money. I just don't understand why the U.S. feels the need to be the leader in these bombings or attacks on other countries when, like you said, these countries haven't come after the U.S. at all.
Well, Corey and Al, this is what is so sad. The President Eisenhower warned us back in the 50s that beware of the military-industrial complex. And obviously, when they make the armaments, and I believe in a strong military, don't get me wrong, but I believe in a smart foreign policy. We have had a smart foreign policy probably in about 14, 15 years. And I am outspoken about this in my district. I've been on several talk shows. I'm glad to be on your show as well. The American people need to take over the government. They need to call their senator and say no to bombing Syria. No to bombing Syria. Wake up, America. Wake up, government, and wake up the government, because right now we are being, when you've got people like, and I don't know Senator Kerry, but when you've got the Russian leader to say that they're not telling the American people or the Congress the truth about the role of al-Qaeda in the rebel network in Syria, there's something wrong with that, Petra. There's something wrong with it. And I will say I'm looking forward to reading the publication that the Russians are supposed to put out sometime today or tomorrow.
You know, I find it really interesting, the news that we're getting right now in the mainstream press, the news as it evolved, I guess I should say, this past week. When you read the daily print media, Wall Street Journal, what have you, it looks like we're just on the verge of going into Syria. However, when you go online and go to some of the sources online, those sources are indicating that support isn't there. Even Nancy Pelosi was quoted last Thursday as saying, I don't think we have the support in the Senate to go in there. That discrepancy in the news reporting to me, Congressman, is very, very interesting, and I'd like to know what the reasoning behind that is.
Well, Al and Corey, I can tell you that, in my opinion, that if you look at the hearings held both in the House and also in the Senate yesterday, I don't believe that the House today would vote to authorize any type of attack on Syria. I do not. I think that's against international law, and I think it's against the Constitution of our country. And I just hope that, being on your show, and I'm sure you have others and have had others and will have others, that the listeners need to pick up their phone and, in a firm but respectful way, say to their members of the House, their members of the Senate, no to Syria. No to Syria, because the unintended consequences of firing missiles into Syria could alienate some of these other countries who hate America, and they say we're justified in attacking those ships off the coast. It could happen just like, you know, clicking your fingers. It's that quick.
Well, I know that the Russians right now do have naval vessels in the area of the U.S. naval vessels. I guess the million-dollar question that I would have, and we've got about a minute and a half left here in this segment before we have to take a break, but the million-dollar question that I have is, you know, if our administration doesn't bend, okay, and if the Russians, I mean, what are the odds of the Russians taking our unbending stance as, for lack of better terms, almost a declaration of war?
Well, that could happen. There's no question about it. I mean, let's reverse it. Let's say that the Syrians attacked America. Would we in America consider that an act of war? I think absolutely so. So why in the world can we go in and attack Syria and it not be seen as an act of war? Sometimes you just wonder how confused is this situation getting.
Boy, I got to tell you, sir, I don't know. You know, how confused is the situation getting? It has escalated to the point where I think it is more serious than anything that I have witnessed probably since the early 1950s, when unfortunately I was just a kid and I really wasn't cognizant of what was going on, and neither were you. But
right.
I think this has reached a level that is perhaps even more terrifying than than going back to the 1960s in Vietnam. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick break here. We're going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Al and myself are joined again by Congressman Walter Jones. Now, Congressman, I wanted to switch the topic a little bit away from simply why the U.S. is going in there and bombing. Actually, I want to focus more on the economic perspective. And do you think that oil is playing a major role in the U.S.'s, or really Obama's, decision or want to go into Syria?
Not as much as I think it did when the Bush administration wanted to go into Iraq. If you remember at that time, the Bush administration was saying that the oil revenues from Iraq will pay for the war in Iraq. What a joke, what a joke. It never happened. We right now, from the Iraq war and the Afghanistan war, we have spent $1.7 trillion. Nobody is paying for America's involvement in Iraq or Afghanistan. I think this with the President Obama and Syria, I think, I don't know who is driving or advising the president, but I think there's more to it than oil when you're talking about going into Syria and taking out people and also sites. I think it's a dangerous game that's being played by our administration. And again, I hope your listeners will call their House members and their senators and say no to this dangerous game that is being played, because it's costing money and could cost lives of the American soldier and Marine.
Congressman, there are a lot of different views on why the United States is taking the stance that it is in the Middle East. You know, there, I mean, you ask five people and you're probably going to get five different reasons for us being over there. But I have to wonder sometimes if this isn't all about posturing. You know, it's the Middle East is a real barrel of monkeys, for lack of better terms. I mean, it really is. It has been a very, very volatile area for an awful lot of years right now, and the emotions run very, very high among virtually everybody who's ever questioned about the Middle East. But I have to wonder right now if this isn't all about posturing. I mean, we are in effect going up. The administration, as of right now anyway, the administration basically is going up two of the most powerful countries in the world, Russia and mainland China, without the support of virtually all of our allies. I don't know where France stands right now, but I know that England, Germany, et cetera, everybody's saying you guys are crazy. What do you think?
Well, the sad thing is, to your point, is that I've always been amazed when they say that the world is watching. Well, I'd like to say to the administration, let the world take the lead and let's watch the world take care of the problem, which never does seem to happen. And I would like to share with you that just one sentence from a book called An American Life, an Autobiography of Ronald Reagan. Reagan, I remind your listeners, when 241 Marines were blown to death in the barracks in Beirut, Mr. Reagan, being the great man that he was at the time, and he's deceased, as we all know, he made a decision to bring the troops home after that bombing. All right, let me read just one sentence from this book. Perhaps we didn't appreciate fully enough the depth of the hatred and the complexity of the problems that made the Middle East such a jungle. That's what we're dealing with, is ancient history in these countries. They are much older than America, and we think we can go in there and change their culture, their way of life. It's not going to happen. That's where, again, I'm like Ron Paul. Get realistic with our foreign policy and stop trying to force everyone to be Americans. It just is not going to happen.
Congressman, I think that's a very interesting point you bring up, and it leads to my next question, that it seems like the U.S. and, well, really the people in power feel the need to lie to their citizens to enter these wars. And my question is, why do we need to jump to war first? Why can't we maybe work with other powers out there to solve these problems, rather than simply saying, we're just going to send in some missiles and somehow that'll solve everything?
Well, that's a great point, and I would agree with you. That's what we should do. I think that the problem with the Bush administration and the Obama administration is that the American people have not let their voices be heard to the point where they put pressure on Congress. The world we live in is very complex here in America. The economic situation is not as strong as it should be. People are still looking for jobs. And what we really need to do is to have the American people to put pressure by, like they did when we bailed out Wall Street, which I did not vote for, by the way. But the American people got on the phones, get off the Internet, stop using the Internet, and use the telephone. Burn up the lines of your senator and your House member that you close it down. That's what's missing in this country, is the outrage by the American people.
Well, here's an interesting question. And you're in the trenches every single day contributing to making America a greater place. I would maintain, you don't have to thank me, it's the truth, sir. I would have to maintain that too many Americans at this point in time, maybe even a majority, don't care.
Well, I think you're right. I've been saying this throughout my district. You might be interested in this. I have a large district in eastern North Carolina. In 4.5 weeks, I put over 2,700 miles on my car just traveling the district. No political events. This was all being with the people, town meetings and talking to people and listening to people. And I would tell you that they're frustrated, to your point, they're frustrated because they don't think people in Washington are listening to them. I told that one group down in Wilmington, North Carolina, I said, pick up the phone. Organize a phone campaign to let Richard Burr or Senator Hagan or your congressman know how you feel about Syria. Pick up the phone and call them. Don't email. It's too easy. Pick up the phone and dial the number and say, I'm opposed to any missiles being sent in Syria. I'm opposed to the money being spent, and I certainly don't want to see an American die. Get aggressive, America. Wake up. We're losing this country.
You know, we are losing this country, and people accuse Jeff Deist, myself, Corey, and some of the guests on our show of being, you know, doom and gloomers, as they call us, and I would have to take issue with that, because, there is a certain amount of doom and gloom in what's going on, but I got to tell you, people need to be aware. People need to get their heads out of the sand. People need to realize that we have to make some changes. You know, and that starts with that very, very brilliant advice, brilliant yet simple, okay, advice. I think I should say simple yet brilliant advice. Pick up your phones. Call your elected representatives. Take some action, because where we are right now is not working. Congressman, you have the final word, sir.
Well, you're exactly right, and we're on a 12-hour clock. America is at the 11th hour of a 12-hour clock. There is no 1 a.m. We've got a very small amount of time to save this nation. Pick up the phone, call your member of Congress, get 10 or 15 people to call at about the same time or one right after another. Let Washington, D.C. understand that we, the people, own the government, not those who are elected.
Amen, Congressman Walter Jones. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting right now with Maren Katusa. Maren is the Chief Energy Analyst for Casey Research. I have known Maren on a personal level and a business level for a lot of years now, and I got to tell you, when it comes to energy-related topics, this guy is one of the best in the world. Thanks so much for joining us, Maren. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Al.
You know, there are a lot of people who are blaming the situation in the Middle East on oil, for lack of better terms. And I'm probably one of those people who think that oil is probably, take out the word probably, I think it's the most important factor of any of the factors over there. I think it's the main reason why there's so much trouble. I think it's the main reason why there are so many lines in the sand drawn, et cetera, et cetera. Maren, you know all about the energy situation. You've been to the Middle East a number of times. I want to take a couple of segments and get your take on this. Initially, I want to talk about the Middle East in general, and then in the next segment, I want to kind of narrow it down a little bit more, and I want to talk about the situation, specifically what's going on in Syria right now. But what's your take on the importance that that oil plays on all the political havoc that's being raised in the Middle East?
Sure, Al. You know, when you go back to understand the history of where we got there first, it started with the British going into Iran with William Darcy's concessions. And, you know, before that, the two major revenues in the region was not oil, because without the Western involvement, that's what caused the big developments of oil. So if you take someone like Saudi Arabia, before the oil was actually developed with Saudi Aramco, the big two revenue earners were diving for pearls. Remember, that was a big pearl hub in the world. And also the revenue from the Mecca and the religious ceremonies, so they would make money from their religious processions. So now moving forward to where we are today, now you have the differences between the Sunnis and the Shiites. Very similar for the Western world to look at the Catholics and the Protestants, what happened in Ireland. And that's a way that to make it a comparable. But at the end of the day, what they're fighting for now is, what is the revenue of the region? And its majority, over 90% of the revenue for these areas, is oil. And that's what they're fighting for, is control of that revenue. But the sad result is, if you look at Egypt, Libya, when Iran and Iraq had their battle in the early 80s, the first Gulf War, the guaranteed result of conflict is decreased oil production. And unfortunately, none of those countries have come back to their prior highs in production. So the one guaranteed result for the energy investor is more conflict in the Middle East will result in higher oil prices. And that's not necessarily bad if you profit from higher oil.
Now, Marin, if I understand correctly, the U.S. came out a little while ago and said that their goal was to become energy independent and oil independent. So with them going into Syria or potentially going into Syria, what you're saying is they're just looking to control the revenues from maybe the oil trade to China or other countries?
No. You see, the Americans, their failed foreign policy was to back the countries that would be friendly to their policies. So people have to understand that the Americans and the British funded the revolution for Reza Shah of Iran. When that was overthrown by in 79, the Americans were the ones who put Saddam Hussein in power. He was a Sunni, so they encouraged him to invade Iran in 1980, and that battle went on for 8 years. Now, when that war ended, what was the result? Decreased oil production for Iraq, which means Saddam had lower revenues to deal with, and once a dictator like that loses revenue, you start losing control because your people start to revolt. That is why Saddam Hussein, a year later, invaded Kuwait. The Americans couldn't stand for that, and that's why they went to war there. So moving forward today, what is going on right now with Syria? Syria is not a major oil producer. They're nowhere near even where Libya was. This is more about taking away someone who's not in the influence of the Americans and the Western world, because Assad is backed by the Iranians, the Russians, and the Chinese. And this is a major play here, because if Assad stays in power, I've written about this for many years now, what happens is Assad is an Alawitan, which is under the sect of Shiites. Iranians are majority Shiites. There's been many, you look at Bahrain, which is to the east of, connected in the coast, in the Persian Gulf of Saudi Arabia. The majority of the Shiites in Saudi Arabia are in the east coast where the big oil wells are. If Assad stays in power, this is a defeat to the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's going to increase the confidence and the revolts of the Shiites. And the big play here is if this spreads to Saudi Arabia, which is a majority Sunni, but where the oil fields are, like Wahar, that majority is Shiite. The House Assad, the Saudi family, cannot afford to have a Shiite revolution, because if they have a revolution, you're going to suffer from decreased oil production. On the West, you have the Muslim Brotherhood, who will revolt because they're not getting funded. The Shiites will revolt. And there could be chaos in Saudi Arabia. That is the holy grail in the Middle East. It has nothing. So basically, Syria today is just a pawn between the different groups. And that's why it's so important for the Americans to get rid of Assad, to nip the bud of the Shiite revolution.
I want to get back to the situation in Syria, as I mentioned in the next segment, because what you're saying makes all the sense in the world. So basically, I was always under the impression that the U.S. wanting to basically be the dominant player in the Middle East, and then you go on to the Russians and the Chinese, etc., was all because indirectly, below the surface, the United States wanted to have control of our most important import, which at this stage of the game, I mean, there's a lot of rhetoric about the United States attempting to become energy self-sufficient. I don't believe that's true in a minute. But having said that, I was always under the impression that our involvement over there, going back way even before the situation with Iraq, when Congressman Ron Paul told me the only reason we're in there is because of the oil. What I'm hearing you say is it's more of a philosophical conflict between the people, and oil perhaps isn't the dominant factor. Is that what you're saying, Maren?
Well, oil funds the direction and the policies in the region, but it's a religious difference. And if you look at what America's doing trying to fund the rebels, who are the rebels? Why does the government, Obama, not talk about who the rebels are? The rebels are the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Americans are at war with members of Al-Qaeda in other parts of the world. So they're taking a big gamble here. And more importantly is, America has succeeded in increasing their domestic production of oil because of the shale technologies. So is the Middle East as important today to the Americans as it was, say, 20 years ago? Well, from the production of oil standpoint, no, it's not. But yet it still is important because of Europe. Europe is more dependent today on Russian and Middle Eastern oil than it was 20 years ago. That's important to understand.
Maren, I got to cut you off just for 10 seconds here. Stations have to take a break so they can give their announcements, what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Maren Katusa of KC Research.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with Maren Cattuso right now, the Chief Energy Analyst for Casey Research. Maren brought out in the prior segment that the situation in the Middle East, really as far as the United States is concerned, doesn't really seem to be centered around oil. It seems to be centered around some other factors. Maren, you want to kind of summarize that one, and then let's talk about the role of, or let's talk about the possibility of the United States becoming energy self-sufficient.
Sure. So today the Americans depend on the oil from Middle East less than they did 25 years ago. Unfortunately, the Europeans depend on Russian oil and the Middle Eastern oil more than they do in the last 25 years. The difference? America's been able to develop and increase their production from the unconventional shales. So given that situation, people have to ask themselves, what's going on today? Well, there's a major religious battle going on in the Middle East, which hasn't just been going on for the last 20 or 50 years. It's been going on for over 1,000 years. So when you see the difference of what's going on, this is much deeper than what the American media is playing out to be. And oil funds the regimes to maintain their power. That's why the oil is so important to these regimes. But the end result of any one of these regions is, as conflicts arise, oil production decreases in the region. And when you take Iran and Iraq as an example, neither of those countries have been able to produce at the high levels before the conflicts arise. So if you look at someone like Iran, they're producing less oil today than they did before the first war with Iraq happened. That was over 30 years ago. So that's the situation we're in today. Now, moving forward, you mentioned Israel in the previous segment and how, you know, there's a lot of controversies that, you know, the Americans are moving in the interest of Israel. It's actually the opposite. If you see what's going on right now, Israel is worried that America is decreasing their interest in the Middle East. And since Obama has come in power in 2009, do you know that the Russian presidency has been to Israel many more times than Obama has? Obama did not visit Israel until Putin visited Israel over 6 times. Now, why is Vladimir Putin and the Russians interested in Israel? LNG. That's all you need to know. Israel's found world-class offshore gas deposits that could be a threat to the Russian gas monopoly. Remember, 25% of the gas consumed in the world is Russian natural gas. They are the holy grail of gas in the world. And the Russians want to be able to use the fact that they're going to protect Israel to fund the development of Israeli LNG. And that's going to increase their exposure and influence in the Middle East to negate the American agenda. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Now, where are the Chinese? Well, the Chinese and the Russians have the veto vote in the UN Security Council. Putin used his veto vote against the Americans when they invaded Iraq in 2003. But Americans went and did it anyways. Again, when Obama tried to get the UN Security Council to invade Syria, now the Russians had the Chinese also veto that invasion. But what did the Americans try to do anyways? Go in and do it. So it's not about oil in Syria, because the oil produced in Syria is negligible when you compare it to even the Bakken or in Gwahar in Saudi Arabia. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and unfortunately the Americans are suffering from a failed foreign policy.
So, Marin, I think you bring up some very good points here, that oil is funding the regimes in the Middle East, and Russia has been making some pretty serious political moves over in the East to, I think, continue to build up their dominance. And by you saying that they're visiting these areas for these LNG reserves, I find that very interesting, because would it not be possible, or I guess a better question would be, these higher oil prices are helping fund these regimes even more. So if somehow the U.S. or the Western world could help to lower these oil prices, however that might be, would that not handcuff the Middle East in a certain aspect?
It would. Unfortunately, if you look at America, you know, when the EIA, when everyone talked about America is going to become energy self-sufficient by 2022, you got to understand that the media takes taglines. They need media tidbits that is going to attract attention. The 300-plus page report, I actually went onto the EIA report. It costed a couple hundred dollars. I went through it, and I broke it all apart, and I published my analysis of this report. First of all, the number one takeaway was the EIA never said America is going to become energy self-sufficient. They said America will be almost energy self-sufficient if all of these assumptions happen. The big assumptions are 30% less gasoline is going to be used. They're going to have a major 30% increase in hybrid and electric vehicles, and there's going to be over a 30% increase in green energy produced. Now, let's look at all these three factors. Green energy, that's expensive energy. It is not cheap. Then you look at America's shale potential. Unfortunately, yes, there's a lot of oil and gas in America that's going to be developed from the shale, but shale development is not cheap. You can't develop a shale oil well when you include your all-in sustaining capex for less than $65, $70 a barrel. On top of that, you have to refine it, you got to move it, and it's expensive to produce because of such high decline rates, where in the Middle East, you get some of these wells, like when I went to Kuwait and we were looking at wells that spud at, you know, 8,000 to 12,000 barrels per day, a good oil well in the Bakken after its decline rate produces 200 barrels a day. There's a big difference. So the Americans have to spend a lot more money to produce the barrels of oil than you have to in, let's say, Russia or in the Middle East. So, unfortunately, cheap oil is gone. So that card is gone, Corey.
Cheap oil is gone. That's really interesting. I find your comments about what's going on in terms of the U.S. being energy self-sufficient by 22 or whatever it was, I find those comments to be interesting also. It's, I don't know, the administration, specifically the left side of the aisle, certainly, depending on which way you're looking at the aisle, certainly has not been supportive necessarily in a lot of the activities that are necessary for us to become self-sufficient. Marin, I want to switch topics just a little bit, because we've only got a couple minutes here left here. We've got 3 minutes left, actually. But I'd be curious to just get your comments as to what went on in the market this week. You know, I know you're not a gold guy, you're more of an energy guy, but the price of gold continues to, I would have to say, rally from where it was just a very short time ago, down around just to somewhat below the $1,200 level. At the same token, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, anyway, didn't really do very much. I mean, at the beginning of trading, the Dow spiked down about 100 points, and then basically came back a bit into positive territory slightly, and then just kind of treaded water all day. Now, how does this relate to what we're talking about in the Middle East? Well, my personal opinion is, I think the reason the markets are acting the way they're acting right now, and I'll define the markets as being the conventional markets in the United States and the precious metals markets, I think they're acting this way because people right now are very, very confused. And the tail wagging that dog called confusion is what's going on, in my opinion, in the Middle East. Do you think I'm nuts?
No, I don't think you're nuts, Al. And I think the key is if you want to succeed in the resource markets, you have to be a contrarian. And I know you said I'm an oil guy, but I think what I've learned the most from guys like Doug Casey and Rick Rule is you need to be a contrarian. And like we've talked in the past, the last interview I did with you, or like on Copper Mountain, when everyone thought I was crazy standing up on TV saying that, look, this is how you make 10 times your money, and we did do it, you want to be a contrarian. Now, everyone's looking in the Middle East going, you know, what's going to happen in the Middle East? I'm saying, you know, we know that the conflict is not going to be solved in the near term. So how, all I care about from this standpoint, I keep my personal politics and my personal views outside the picture, and I just focus on how can I make money. And I'm not going to go now back to Kuwait and try to figure out how I can, you know, drill a well in Egypt or Kuwait and try to make some money. Who, we stated clearly that who suffers from the results of the Middle East? Well, the Europeans do. And then who benefits from this? The Russians do. Therefore, you can make a fortune right now if you can solve a problem for the Europeans by getting them off their addiction to Russian and Middle Eastern oil. So there's always a way to benefit from the conundrums in the market today.
And there always is. Don't mean to cut you off, but we're out of time, and that's been our philosophy on this program, Aaron. If people stay well-informed and if they stay nimble, in other words, able to invest in important areas at the drop of a hat, that's how you do just fine. We're going to be right back with the second hour of our show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.